Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Test. We are holding on the top of Daf Test on the Valve at the Mishnah. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha HaShalom, the Shem Shevin Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Avishai Newman, Li'ili Nishmas' his uncle, Meir Ben Mendel, who was just in Philly last week, and the Shem Shevin Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Misha Feldman for a full and speedy Refuah Shlema for Golda Shavcha Devora Bas Naomi Dina, she should have Refuah Shlema B'soch Shar Chola Yisrael, and also sponsored by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, Li'ili Nishmas, Yaakov Alexander Ben Tzvi Yitzchak Olav HaShalom on his first yard site, which is today, the Neshama Shevin Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today, first our Mishnah, is going to be a Hemshech, a continuation of the first Mishnah. This is, we're now up to the second Mishnah in the Masechta, and this is a Hemshech of the first Mishnah, which discusses many situations of Yados Nidarim. And now we're going to discuss other cases that we haven't mentioned, but the way that we formulate these Yados Nidarim in our Mishnah is we talk about Nidre Rishaim and Nidre Ksherim. So the Gemara is going to talk about what is binding exactly when you say Kinidre Rishaim or Kinidre Ksherim. Why would you use that terminology? What are the types of Nidarim that a Rasha can be expected to take, and what are the types of Nidarim that a Kosher can be expected to take? The Gemara is going to talk about how Tzadikim or Ksherim would do Nidavos, but they are unlikely to do Nidarim, because Nidarim are very risky, whereas Nidavos are considered to be a positive. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about, well, how can you have Nidavos of a Karban that are not risky? Meaning, after all, something might happen to it. You might not be able to fulfill the Nidava. So how do you ever have a situation of a Nidava of a Karban that doesn't run a risk? And also, how do you ever have a situation of a Nidava of a Nazirus that doesn't run a risk? Meaning, a Nidava of Nazirus, anytime a person commits to be a Nazir, he's running a very high risk of not making it, of becoming Tameh somewhere along the way, and that's really bad. So how do you ever have a situation where a kosher would want to be a Nazir? The Gemara is going to tell one of the most famous stories in Shas, probably the Maisa of Shimon HaTzadik and the Nazir. It appears here in Maseches Nedarim. It also appears in Maseches Nazir, and it's going to use that as an example of someone who takes Nazirus in a fully appropriate context, that there are some times that it's actually a very good idea for a person to take a Neder Nazirus. So let's begin again at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Kinidre Rishaim. A person says, I want to take a neder the way the Rishaim do, because the Rishaim typically are regilim b'nedarim. They're typically taking nedarim all the time. The Rishonim point out over here, doesn't mean literally Rishaim, meaning Rishaim l'kal ha-tarukula, psulei edus, people who violate los ha-seis left and right, because such Rishaim are not likely to be customers, to be noder and naziros and karbanos and all of those types of things. It means that since it is not a good thing to do, it's not the derech of ksherim to take a neder. We're going to see later on in this Masechta that anyone who takes a neder, even if he's mekaimo, even if he fulfills the neder, he's considered a rasha, because it's a risky thing. You might come to violate the neder, and it's not the derech of a kosher to be lidor a korban, because maybe he's going to delay. He's going to be held up, and he's going to delay in delivering on that korban. It's going to be a violation of Bal Ta'acher. So over here it just means someone who takes a neder who's considered a rasha in the way that he deals with Nidarim. It doesn't mean someone who's a Rasha entirely. A Rasha entirely wouldn't be involved in any of this stuff. It means someone who's a Rasha in the way that he deals with Nidarim. So if someone says, I want to take a neder in the kinds of ways that that people who live life in a risky and unacceptably risky kind of way would take Nidarim. So Nadar ben Nazir, if he finishes off by saying Hareini, like someone who would be Nodar Nazirus, like someone who would normally say Hareini Nazir, meaning there was a Nazir walking in front of him, and he says, Kinidre Rishayim Hareini, just as the Nazir is walking in front of him. I realize I'm adding a lot of words into the Mishnah, but the Gemara does that, and the Rishonim therefore pointed out already in the Mishnah. Then he becomes a Nazir, because that's the Lashon of a Yad L'Nazirus. Ubekarban, If he says kinidrei rishayim alai, because alai is a lashon that you would use for a karban, because when you say a karban, you'd say hare alai karban. So if there's a behema omedas lefanav, if there's a behema right there in front of you, and you say kinidrei rishayim alai, so then you become chayiv in being makar of that karban, because that's considered a yad for the karban. That's how the Ran, the Rush, the Rashbam, Tosos all explain. There are those Rishonim, however, that say, nah, we're not really talking about a karban. Now, when we say nadar b'karban, the Mishnah doesn't mean a karban that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It means he has a kikar, he has a loaf of bread in front of him, and he says, kinidrei rishayim alai. So eating that kikar is also because he was matfis karban, meaning he said he's treating that kikar like a karban, that should be also to him like a karban. And even if there's not a kikar in front of him, if they ask him, can you come eat a meal with us? Can you come have lunch with us? And he says, kinidrei rishayim alai. He means that whatever it is that they're going to be serving him, he's asking on himself like a karban. That's how Tosos explains in the name of some of the Rishonim. So Pashtos is like the Rov Rishonim, that it means a karban mamish, there's an animal in front of him, and he says, kinidrei rishayim alai. So he's saying that animal should be also on him like a karban. Uvishvua, if he says kinidrei rishayim, and then he finishes off with the lashon that indicates that he's taking a shavua, like there's a loaf of bread in front of him, and he says kinidrei rishayim heimenu shalo ochel, so then the shavua is going to be chal, and he's not allowed to eat that kikar, because it's the derech of someone who's taking a shavua to say heimenu. So if he says kinidrei rishayim heimenu, we assume that he means that he's not going to eat that kikar. Kinidrei ksherim, but that's all if he starts the sentence by saying kinidrei rishayim. But what if he says kinidrei ksherim? He says, I want to take a neder, but I want to be the good guys. I want to take a neder the way kosher people would take a neder. And he concludes with a lashon that indicates that he wants to be a nazir, or that he wants to be chayv in a korban, or that he wants to take a shvua. For example, he says kinidrei ksherim hareini, or kinidrei ksherim alai, that would indicate korban, or kinidrei ksherim himenu, that would indicate Shavua, or Hemenu Shlo Ochel, and he has a Nazir in front of him when he says Kinidrei Ksherim Hareini. He has a Behema in front of him when he says Kinidrei Ksherim Alai. He has a Kikar in front of him when he says Kinidrei Ksherim Hemenu Shlo Ochel. Then Lo Amar Klum. The Nazirus, the Neder, the Shavua, it's not Chal at all, because Ksherim don't do that. Ksherim don't take Nazirus. They don't commit to bring Karbanos. They do not take Shavuos, because to take a Neder of a Karban, you always have to be concerned that maybe you'll delay in bringing in and you'll be in violation of Bal Ta'acher. By a Nazir and a Shavua, it's just not the derech of Ksherim to take such an Nadarim, because they don't want to asser things that are technically mutter for them, that are really mutter for them, and generate a new Isser. Because who knows, it's difficult enough to observe the 613 mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. You're going to add more los hasseis, you're going to add more things that are going to be asser to you. That's very risky. We don't know that we're going to be able to manage such a high standard. So if he says kinidrei ksherim, it's lo amar klum. But if he says kinidvosam, I want to be taken a dava the way ksherim taken the dava, then nadar b'nazir b'karban. Then if there was a nazir walking in front of him and he says kinidvas ksherim hareini, then he taka becomes a nazir. If there's an animal in front of him and he says kinidvas ksherim alai, and there's the behemoth right there, he becomes chayiv to be makriv that karban. And the Gemara is going to explain what the difference is between a neder and a nadava of ksherim. I thought the whole point was that ksherim just don't want to become nazirim. That ksherim just don't want to be obligate themselves in karbanos, because after all, the risk is there. No matter how whether you obligate yourself blush or neder or blush or nadava, the risk is still going to be there. You may violate Baal Ta'achar on the karban. You may be metame yourself in the nazirus. So the Gemara is going to explain what situations there are that a kosher person with taka want to take a neder nazirus or a nadavas nazirus, or would want to be mechayiv himself in a karban. There is a machlokes rishonim, what lashon and nadava they would use when they know they're a karban. The Ran and the Rush hold that that's the derech of ksherim to be no dave only in the Pesach Hazara, and therefore in our mission where it says kenidvas ksherim alai is somehow such a case where your Pesach Hazara and the behema is right there in front of you. However, Tosos quotes from Rabbeinu Eliezer that kenidvas ksherim works even if there's no behema, even if the behema is not right there at the Pesach Hazara, because there is a metzius that ksherim will be misnadev a karban in the Pesach Hazara, and therefore even though you are not currently Pesach Hazara, that lashon would still work. Meaning, just a spoiler alert, what the Gemara is going to say is, how can you ever take a nidvas ksherim to bring a karban? After all, aren't you concerned you're going to violate bal ta'acher, you're going to delay in bringing it? So he said, no, you only say it when you're right there with the animal at the Pesach Hazara. You're ready to walk right inside, you're ready to bring the karban right now. So there's very low risk that you're going to delay in bringing it. You already made the trip, you're ready right there. So the question is, when a person uses such a lashon of kenidvas ksherim alai, does that work wherever he may be? Because ksherim do have a way of being no deva for a karban. Or do we say it only works if he's actually doing it in the way that nidvas ksherim would actually happen, if he's actually at the Pesach Hazara? So that is a machlokas in the Rishonim. So now, from the Lashon of the Mishnah, where we said if a guy says Kenidre Rishayim, he's not the Renazi Rekarban of Beshvua, that it works, that it's binding. So the Gemara assumes that we're talking about a case where he doesn't explicitly say what he intends to do. He just says Stam Kenidre Rishayim, and anyone who says that includes all three things: to be a Nazir, to bring a Karban, to be Chayav Beshvua. So says the Gemara, how can you assume that a guy just walks in and says Kenidre Rishayim? So now you're going to make him a nazir, and you're going to make him bring a karban, and you're going to make him be chayv a shvua. V'dil mahachik amar kenidre risham lo nadarna. Maybe when he says kenidre risham, what he means to say is, I'm not taking a neder like nidre risham, because that's the derech of rishayim. I don't want to be like them. So it turns out that he didn't take any neder at all. We're throwing the book at him and saying that we assume that he took all of these nadarim, that he took all sorts of nadarim. Maybe he's just making a comment that, oh, those wicked people that take nadarim, kenidre risham take nadarim. So it says, Marna, Amr Shmuel, ba'omer kenidre risham hareini alai vehemenu. So that's what Shmuel makes the ukimta in our Mishnah, which is the way we read the Mishnah, that's why I said I'm throwing words in, but it's because the Gemara throws those words in. It's not just he stomp says Kenidre Risham. There's an end to the sentence. Either he says Kenidre Risham Hareini, or he says Kenidre Risham Alai, or he says Kenidre Risham Heimenu. So when you say Hareini, that means Binazirus. That means he intends on being a Nazir, because that's a word you would use when you're Makabal Nazirus. When he says Alai, that's Bekarban. And when he says Heimenu, that means Bishavua. So the Gemara asks, but Hareini Nazirus, still Mahareini B'Tainus Kamar. Hareini is still, it's a little bit vague. How do you know that Hareini means that he wants to be a Nazir? Maybe he means Hareini B'Tainus, that he wants to accept upon himself a fast, because a Nedr of a Tainus is also considered Nidre Rishayim. Shmuel says in Maseches Tainus and Daf Yud Aleph that a Yoshev B'Tainus is Nikra Chote. So even to just commit to a Tainus is also, in a certain sense, to be considered Nidre Rishayim. The Lashon of Hareini would work for Tainus, meaning that would be that I will be someone who's sitting and fasting today. So since it's not so clear that he means Nazirus more so than that he means Tainus, this is Yadayim Shenin Mochichos. So according to Shmuel, let's remember, this was Shmuel held back on Daf Hayamid Aleph, Yadayim Shenin Mochichos, Lo Havien Yadayim. That should not have been binding. The Tosas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger's commentary on the Mishnayis, he points out that Afilu Man Yomar, the Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos Havion Yadayim, even when if you assume like the Shita, the Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos does work, so the Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos, but the Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos in both directions, both for Nazirus and for Tainus, so they're both Chal, so it would still be it would be Kashif to that Shita also. Why does the Mishnah say he's a Nazir? Why not say he's a Nazir and he has to sit in Tainus? Meaning it's Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos, it's 50-50. He might have meant Nazirus, he might have meant Tainus, so it's Yadayim Shenu Mechichos in both directions. Now this kasha that the Gemara is asking over here, that maybe he means Hareini B'Tainus, is also asked in the first daf of Maseches Nazir. And over there, the way the Rosh explains the Kasha is, why is the Nazirus Chal in a Vaday way that he's chayv to bring a Karban? It could mean that he meant Tainus, and therefore it's a Suffolk. And he's Suffolk, he can't bring Karban into the Azara. That's how the Rosh understands the question, that we're really asking, if the whole thing is only Suffolk, how do you follow it through? How do you follow through on his obligation? But anyway, so this is the Gemara's Kasha. How do I know when he says, Kinidre Rishon Hareini, that he means to accept upon himself to be a Nazir? Maybe when he says, Kinidre Rishon Hareini, what he really means is that he wants to take it, he wants to have a tightness. So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Kishay Nazir over Lefanav. We add one more detail that we also read into the Mishnah. That it's not just that he said, Kinidre Rishon Hareini, he said that when there was a Nazir walking right in front of him. So based on context, it becomes Yadai Mochichos. It becomes very clear that he meant to say that it's that he's accepting the zeros. So ask the Gemara, Hemenu b'shvua, we said if a guy says Kenidra Hashem Hemenu, then it's a shvua. He's not allowed to eat the kikar that's in front of him. How do you know that he meant a shvua dilma Hemenu da'achil l'kamar? Maybe when he said Hemenu, he meant to take a shvua that he will eat the kikar. And since that could be what he meant, so neither of these possibilities should be chal, because it's a yad sheinu mochicha. It's yadayim sheinu mochicha, so it shouldn't be chal. So say, I don't know if he's taking a shvua not to eat or taking a shvua yes to eat. So Amar Rav Adamar, hey menu shlo ochel. No, you got to add two more words. And when he says Kenidre Rishon hey menu, he's not just saying that. He's saying Kenidre Rishon hey menu shlo ochel. So we make the same two akimtas we made originally. That you have to add a word that's appropriate for that type of nedar, so for that type of commitment. So you say hey menu in order to make it a shvua, and you have to add a context to make it yadayim ochichos. So you have to say that there's a kikar in front of him, but with a shavua, not to eat a kikar, you have to add something else also, that he has to say shalo ochel, because a shavua could be a shavua yes to eat, or it could be a shavua not to eat. So you have to say that he says shavua shalo ochel, in order to make it clear. Well, wait a second, if he says beferish, I'm not going to eat it, what's the Mishnah being mechadish? Meaning our whole Mishnah is supposed to be teaching us about yados, about the idea of not saying, you know, straight out exactly what you want to say. When he says that he's not going to eat, that's spelling it straight out. So the says Gemara, Mal Detema, I would have thought that the shvua is not chal because halomapik shvua mipume, because he didn't say the word shvua directly, and without the word shvua, it's not going to be chal. So kamash malon hadein. That's why it has to tell me. The Mishnah has to tell me that even though we didn't say the word shvua, the shvua is still going to be chal midin yad. Meaning, I know what he's trying to commit to do, but how can I grant it the status of a shvua if he didn't even use the magic word shvua? So it must be that even without using that magic word, without saying the word shvua, it's still going to be chal. Now the seifa of the Mishnah then went on to say, Kinedrik Sherim lo amar klum, Kinedvosam nadir benazir bekarban. That if he says Kinedrik Sherim, there's no such thing as Nedrik Sherim. Sherim don't take Nadarim. But if he says Kinedvosam, Kinedvos Sherim, then he could become a Nazir through such a commitment, or Bechayiv a Karban through such a commitment. So apparently there's a chilik between Nadarim and Nadavos, that Sherim would take a Nadava, but they would not take a Nedar. So man Tana, who is the Tana, the shiny labor, Nedar and Nadava, who makes such a distinction between the Dharma and the Davos? Lema lo Rabbi Meir, velo Rabbi Yehuda. It seems that if we look at the following Brisa, where we learn the Shittas from Meir Rabbi Yehuda, that neither of them make such a chiluk between the Dharma and the Davos. Detanya, because we have a Brisa based on the Pasuk in Koheles. The Pasuk in Koheles says, Es asher tidor shalem, whatever Nidarim you take, you better pay up. Tova shelo tidar, better not to take it out in the first place, mishatid below to shalem. And then it concludes with, from taking a neder and not paying. So there are three situations described in the pasuk: someone who takes a neder and pays, someone who doesn't take a neder at all, and someone who takes a neder and doesn't pay. So how do you rank the hierarchy of those three cases? What is the best of those three things to do? What is the worst of those three things to do? We're pretty sure we know what the worst one is, right? To take a neder and then not pay, l'chora, is the worst. The question is it better never to take a neder at all than to take a neder and follow through on it? Or is it better to take a neder and follow through on it? You did a mitzvah, you followed through on a neder, than not to take a neder at all. So the pasuk is clearly being mishabeach the second case. Tov asher, it says tov asher lo tidar. Right, it's a really great idea not to take a neder. But does that mean it's even better than taking a neder and following through, or does it mean no, that it's better not to take a neder than to take a neder and not follow through? So the Brisa says tov mizeh umizeh. Better than being noder veino mishalim, and even better than being noder mishalim, is sheino noder kalikur. It's just not to take a neder at all, because someone who's noder mishalim is just gonna get into a bad habit. He's gonna start taking nedarim, and that's just gonna lead him to bad places, because ultimately he's not gonna follow through. Ultimately, he's not going to live up to that commitment. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That is the shita of Rabbi Meir. And the psukim mean esa shatidar yesh l'shalem. Whatever neder you take, you got to pay up. But therefore, since you know that is the commitment, better never to take a neder, lest you come to take a neder and not pay up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Tov mizeh umizeh, noder mishalim. The very best, the highest on the hierarchy, is to take a neder and pay up. And the psukim mean esa shatidar shalem. Whatever nedarim you take, you should pay up. That is wonderful, because you are making a commitment, living up to the commitment, accomplishing something, but short of that, better to not take a neder than to take a neder and not pay up, because we're not interested in having fools being noder nedarim, taking all sorts of nedarim and thinking that they're doing a mitzvah and they don't realize that they're not going to be able to actually follow through on it, because the Ran points out. I mean, the Ran says, like, what's the chiddush then? I mean, the chiddush is that it's better not to take a neder than to take a neder and violate it. Isn't that obvious? Meaning that's all chiddush of the, if the chiddush of the pasuk is better not to take a neder than to take a neder and keep it, okay, that's a chiddush. But if the whole chiddush of the pasuk, I need Shlomo Melech, I need the likes of Shlomo Melech to tell me that it's better not to take a neder than to take a neder and to not follow through. So that's what the Ran says. I would have had a havamina that yes, that I would have thought that b'shas ha-neder, there's schar right there, just for making the commitment, just for agreeing to take the neder. Even though in the end, it turns out, you did an aveira, you weren't able to follow through. But you can't take away from me that moment of inspiration, where I thought I could do it. I said, I'm a better man, and I'm going to be able to do this. And I therefore made a commitment. So, but that's a havamina. So, kamash milan, that even that in that moment, it's not a win. It's not a win to take a neder, even in that moment. The schar for a neder is when you actually follow through. There's a lot of musr here, right? So it's only the great schar comes when a person actually follows through. So we learn from this price of the chora that both according to Rameir and according to Yehuda, where they disagree about what the best approach is, but they both agree that there's no difference between neder and nedava, because Rameir and nedava is also one of the types of a neder that's not mishubachas, that is not a good idea to do, because it's tomi zomi zeres, so someone's in another kalikr. Kalikr means not even benedava, it sounds like, that he doesn't take any form of neder. And Rabbi Yehuda, even though he holds that taking a neder is a good thing, and that's not like the sheet of the Tana in our Mishnah holds, that all the Dharim are bad, that only Rishayim take Nedarim. So our Mishnah seems to be not like Rav Meir and not like Rabbi Yehuda. So it says, no, afilu tema Rav Meir. Our Mishnah might be like Rav Meir, who holds that it's better not to take a neder at all. Ki kam Rabbi Meir b'neder b'nedava lo kamar. When Rabbi Meir says that you shouldn't do this, lest you come to be maybe l'de takala, that you're not going to be able to follow through, you're not going to do a good job, that's only by a neder. But by a nedava, where you say about a particular behema, not you don't say hare alai carbon, you say hare zo carbon. That's when it's neder nedava, whether it's din in the gavra or din in the chefza. When you take a neder, it's din in the gavra. You're saying hare alai, that I am making this commitment, and no matter what happens to the animal that I have in mind to bring, I am going to make sure that it happens. Harezo means that this animal will have kedushas carbon. So as long as it's around, I'll bring it as a carbon. If something happens to it, then I'm pater from bringing it as a carbon. If it gets lost or it dies, so I'm not going to replace it with something else. So that's chashash takala. That's more far fetched. So that a person doesn't say. So that Rav Meir doesn't say that it's better not to do. Even that a kosher person for that a kosher person would take such a commitment, would take an adava. So our Mishnah follows Rav Meir, and therefore our Mishnah says that if you say kinidre ksherim, it's lomar klum. But if you say kinidvosam, like the nedavos of ksherim, that is something that a kasher would do. So says Gemara, vahakatani kinidvosam nadar b'nazir b'karban. But doesn't the Mishnah say that when k'nidvos aksherim, that it's also a neder? So how can you say that the Mishnah is assuming like Rav Meir, who holds that a neder is not a good thing to do? It's not a derech of ksherim to do. Sounds like Gemara, t'ni nadav b'nazir b'karban. The Mishnah never meant to sneak in the word neder when we talk about what ksherim do. It should have been purely nadav, that the nadav b'nazir b'karban, and therefore the Mishnah follows the shita of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara explains, okay, so what taka is the difference between a neder and a nadava? Maishna noder delo, why is it that kosher people don't take nedarim according to a mayor, dilma asibol de takala? Because the concern is, you're not going to be able to follow through. You're going to delay in being mekayim your neder, and it's going to be shalosh regalim, and therefore it's going to be a violation of bal ta'acher. Nedava nami lo, dilma asibol de takala. Don't you have the same concern by a nedava that people are also going to delay in coming to the base of Mikdash after Shalosh Regalim, and they're also going to violate Baal Ta'acher? That's how the Rambam explains that. Even though the Gemara never mentioned the words Baal Ta'acher in this stuff, the Gemara just says Takala. It's going to be maybe the day Takala. So the Rambam says, what kind of Takala is it possibly going to bring about when you take a neder and a dava? It must be that it's Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that even by a nedava, there's a violation of Baal Ta'acher. So it works to say that for the Gemara to ask that just like there's Baal Ta'acher by a neder, there's going to be Baal Ta'acher by a nedava. The Rush, however, says that the takala by a nedava is that it's going to be a violation of me'ila, because when he's taking a nedava, you're saying harezu karban. You're identifying this animal as being karban, means having kedushas karban, and therefore it's going to you don't want to have holy things, you know, karban things with kedushas karban, animals with kedushas karban, walking around your farm, because you might get hanah from it. It's going to be a violation of me'ila. The mefaresh over here says no. The takala is that you're going to be gozei sa'ara, you're going to be ovedba, you're going to shear its wool or something like that. And he says by nedava we don't violate bal ta'acher, because wherever it is, it's berushus kavala. So, meaning, even though theoretically, meaning it's not really shayach to violate Baal Ta'acher when it comes to a nedava, because by a nedava you've already designated it as holy. So there's no such thing as Baal Ta'acher, because it's already been delivered, meaning it belongs to the base of Mikdash, just happens to be in your backyard, but it's already been delivered. That seems to be against the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, but that's the assumption. So anyway, so the Gemara seems to be asking, whatever takala there's going to be by a neder, it seems that there's a takala risk by a nedava as well. So says Gemara, there's a way to mitigate that risk significantly when it comes to a nedava, and that is kehillel hazakein. Just do what hillel hazakein did. Did Tanya, because we have a brisa. Amwel hillel hazakein shaloma al adam ba'ulasa kol yamav. It never happened that a person was nichshal in isra mi'ila in a carbon ola that hillel was makdish. How could it be? How did he avoid that? It never happened. Just by the way, the fact that we're using shaloma al adam ba'ulasa is an indicator, not like the sheet of the Ran, more like the sheet of the Rush, that the concern is one of Mi'ila, because we're saying, oh, just like, do like Hillel, and then you'll avoid the concern of Takala. And what did Hillel avoid? Hillel avoided Mi'ila. So it sounds like that is the concern of Takala. But what did he do? He would be Mavia Kishi Chulin Azara. He would bring it while it was still Chulin to the Azara. Now the Ran points out, obviously not to the Azara, not into the Azara, because you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to bring Chulin into the Azara. There's a discussion in the Rishon. What does that mean? You're not allowed to bring chulin into the azara. Does it only mean a chulin behema into the azara? Does it mean you're not allowed to bring an iPad into the azara? Something like, meaning what about something that couldn't possibly be a behema? Just something that is chulin, something that doesn't have kedusha. Okay, that's a discussion in the Rishonim. But over here, it's a behema, so it's a behema that's chulin. Clearly, doesn't mean in the azara. It means right up to the doorstep of the azara. And then right there, umagdisha, v'samich ala v'shachta, and right away, he do smicha and shchita on it. And that way, it was such a short amount of time between the hakdash and the shchita that no one had a chance to violate mi'ila. So our Mishnah, when we say that a person commits kenidvas ksherim, a lie, that he's no dev b'karban, that's what it means. Someone is, v'machlot v'shonim, what that means. Either it means over here that someone is standing at the Pesach HaZara when he says kenidvas ksherim a lie, or it means that since it's possible possible for a kasher to take such a nedava at the Pesach of the Azara. So the words kinidvas k'sherim alai mean something, and therefore it's going to be chal wherever you happen to be. So that's how you could commit to bring a karban without risking, according to the Ran, bal ta'acher, without risking, according to the Rosh, me'ila. Because the Chora, maybe Hillel Zaken's kavana was to avoid me'ila, but the way the Ran reads this is, but look what he did. It avoids bal ta'acher also, because he's right there at the time that he's maktish it, where he's obviously not going to delay at all. So he manages to avoid any violation of bal ta'acher. So the Gemara says, well, hanicha nedavad de karbanos, nedavad de nazirus, ma'ikle me'mar. Well, we said that ksherim not only do nedavos of karbanos at low risk, they also do nedavos of nazirus. How could a person ever do? There's always a chashash takala by nazirus, because nazirus could be no less than 30 days. So you are committing for 30 days of your life to never become tameh. You're sure? You're sure the guy standing next to you is not going to just drop dead? How do you know? How do you know that you're not going to become tameh? It's impossible to make an absolute commitment that doesn't come with any sort of takala. So says Gemara, no, you could have it kishimun atzadik, like the famous story of Shimon atzadik. Titania, Amr Shimon atzadik, miyamei lo achalti ashim nazir tameh. He says, I never ate from the carbon asham of a nazir tameh, meaning a person who was a nazir who became tameh to a mace, and therefore he had to wait 7 days and be mitar himself and bring in carbon asham and start up all over again, start his nazirus all over again. So I, as a matter of principle, I don't want to encourage such people. Someone who commits to be a nazir and then isn't able to follow through and do it b'tahara, I'm not eating from his carbon. Let someone else eat from his carbon. Ela echad, with one exception. There was one case where the guy, even though he wasn't able to make it till the end, and he had to restart his nazirus, I thought it was worthwhile, and he did the right thing by taking that nazirus in the first place. Because pamach hasba demecha nazir min adarom, there was once a nazir that came in adarom, that came from the south, who brought nashim nazir tameh, uri isiv shu yifei enayim v'tov roi, and I saw that he was physically just a very beautiful person, a very attractive person, ukvtsosav sidurus l'totalim, and he had these long locks of hair, these curly hair that were hanging on his shoulders, that were very, very beautiful. So amarti lo b'ni, mari yisala hashnas esa'or chazeh hanoah. Why were you mekabel nazirus? Nazirus means not just that you grow the hair. Nowadays we always think of a nazir as someone who just grows his hair forever. That's because we don't have an end game nowadays, because there's no karbanos to finish the nazirus. But at the end of the nazirus, there's giluach. You have to shave off all your hair. You have all this beautiful hair. Why? Why would you do this? Why would you why would you be megaleach your beautiful hair for nazirus? So Amar Li said, well, I have a story. Roa hiyisi la'aba bi'iri. I was a shepherd from my father's flock in our city, and one time alachti in the malus mayim in a mayan, I went to fill up water at the mayan, at the natural spring, and I looked at my reflection in the water, upachas ala yitzri, and I saw my yitzhar hara was getting the best of me. My yitzhar hara was ubikesh l'tordeni min ha'olam, and my yitzhar hara was trying to tell me how good looking I am, and that, you know, all the kinds of women that would fall for me, and was trying to make me lose my chelek in Olam Haba. The Mishnah, the fourth paragraph of Pirkei Avos, says that kina hatayva va'kavur motzina sa'adam min ha'olam. So if it means min ha'olam, the mefarshim over there say that it means min Olam Haba and min Olam Hazeh. So it could be over here also. L'tordeni min ha'olam wants to ruin my Olam Hazeh by making me chase all my taivas, which mimeil is going to ruin my Olam Haba. So amarti lo, I spoke to my yetzer hara. So it's lashon melitza. It doesn't necessarily mean that he sat and had a conversation. Sometimes, like the Gemara talks about, like animals talking, it means like, you know, if we, like the Navi itself, right? Sefer Yonah, right? That the fish says that fish don't talk. It means that it was inspired to do something. So Amarti lo means that I had this internal struggle. It doesn't mean that he was walking around talking to himself like you see sometimes people do. So Rasha Lama Atam is Gaba Olam Sheinu Shelcha. Why are you taking pride in a world that is futile, that is fleeting, that's not yours, that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's all Havel. Everything belongs to Hashem, and it's for us to chase things is silly. And so why are you taking pride in that? So b'mishu asudiyos rima v'taleya, and what? What's your pride in? In your guf, in your body? You know, your body's going to end up, it's going to end up being eaten by worms. It's going to end up being a nothing. So havoda, and therefore havoda means like a lashon shvua, I am therefore committing shagalech l'shamayim, that I'm being mekabel zero. nazirus, and therefore I'm going to do it to glachas at the conclusion of my nazirus, and it's all going to be the same shemayim. So Shimon HaTzadik says, miyad amadati uneshaktiv al rosho. So I stood up and I kissed this man on his head. Amarti lo bini kamocha yirbu nozrei nazirus b'Yisrael. If people were like you when they were nozrei nazirus, that's worthwhile. That people should be mekabel nazirus when they're in such a predicament. Alecha kasav omer ish ki yafli lindo neder nazir lazir la Hashem. The pasuk says lazir la Hashem, that a person saying nazirus l'shem shemayim. So for you it was worth it. So he ate from his karbanos because that is a type of nazirus that's considered a nedava. It's no different than any other nazirus. Meaning, normally when you talk about nedav versus nedava, it's hare alai, hare zu. A nazirus is a nazirus, meaning he's committing to be a nazir. But it's like a nedava in the sense that it's we don't have to worry about the takala that's going to come from it, even though the chora takala came from it, meaning he became tamei, but it was worthwhile. That moment was worthwhile because it was a moment of absolute commitment, l'shem shemayim. So that's what we mean when you say kenidvas ksherim nadav ben nazir, it's referring to that kind of nazirus. It's interesting, I just gave a shiur conclusion of Maseches Ksubos in Great Neck about learning halacha from Agadata. Like, so when do we learn halacha from Agadata? When do we say in the Meidin Midivrei Agadah? It was appropriate for the end of Maseches Ksubos, because at the end of Maseches Ksubos you have the Shalosh Shavuos, which some people say it's halacha psuka, it's the most halacha gemara, and then others say that no, it's purely Agadata. I actually asked one of the Rosh Yeshiva YU, as I was walking in the hallway, I saw him. I saw one of the Rosh Yeshiva, and I said, any good examples of learning halacha from Agadah? Because I was on the way to the shir, I needed some more examples. So I said, I'm talking about Shalosh Shavuos. He said, Shalosh Shavuos halacha, what are you talking about? Agadah. So I said, I thought our stance was that it was Agadah. He said, no, it's halacha. It's just, but all the terutzim, that it is halacha, but it's no longer binding because of the other Shavuot, isn't it? But who says that that's Agadah? So sometimes you have machlokas, what is Agadah, what's not a Agadata, but or the example of the Amsa Debe Rebbe, davening that Rebbe should die, right? So the Ran in Nedarim derives from there, that you're allowed to daven, that a person should die. So over here also, this is clearly an Agadata, right? That the Nazir was saw his beautiful image, and so there's Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva where he talks about if one is allowed to recite a bracha in front of Erva on a television screen. Halacha is one is not allowed to recite a bracha in front of Erva. But what if the Erva is not really there? The Erva is on a television screen. So you're allowed to recite a bracha in front of that. So he develops the fundamental idea, really, that when it comes to Erva, there are two dinim. There's the din of the actual physical presence of Erva, regardless of what you think of it, of whether a person is aroused by it, a person is distracted by it, or anything like that. It's objectively Erva. So there's tefach b'isha erva, tefach of a woman's body that's supposed to be covered. That is erva, whether you're looking or not. That is erva. And then there is the chashash hirur, that when it comes to erva, there's, so Vadia says, when it's on a television screen, it's not actually erva, it's pixels, it's whatever, it's not an actual human person. So therefore, it doesn't have the status of actual erva. But there's still a chashash hirur. So how do I know there's a chashash hirur? So I would have said, like, the whole industry is a riot that there's a chashash hirur. Rav Avadya says, because the Gemara Nedarim tells us that there's a chashash hirur even when all you're looking is at a reflection. Because the Gemara Nedarim tells us that this Nazir was looking at his reflection in the water, and he was so moved by his beauty. So we see that a person could be moved by beauty even if you only see it in a reflection. There's something about that, about instead of just saying, well, it's the Metzius, it's like they're billion-dollar industries that are built around the idea that a reflection is something that's maybe the hearer, but he brings instead a raya from a Gemara. It's a question we spoke about, Tov Asher Lo Tidar, whether it's ever appropriate to take a neder in Bizman Hazeh. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerodeya, that better not to take any neder, even tzedakah, it's not good to take a neder even for tzedakah, but an Eis Tzara is the right time. And an Eis Tzara you take a neder. And probably the raya is, one of the rayas is from this Gemara, that you see that there's a time where you're being pushed in a certain direction, where then a neder becomes something that might be appropriate to do. So Mask for Rabbi Mani, the Gemara says, Vayter, Maishna, Asham Nazir, Tamid Lo Achol Dasi Al Chet, Kol Asham Asnami Lo Lechol Da Al Chet Asu. Why is it that he was only worried about Hashem Nazir Tameh. He shouldn't have eaten any Karban Hashem. Every Karban Hashem comes about as a chait. He says, except for this one guy, I never ate an Hashem Nazir Tameh. Don't eat anybody's Karban Hashem. So I'm like, Rabbi Yonah said to Rabbi Mane that the reason of Shimon HaTzadik not eating from Hashem Nazir Tameh is not because it came about as a result of an Avera. Hainu time, the reason is that Kishain Toin Nozrin, that when they have regret about what they did, their evil deeds, they take a neder nazirus, and in order to be mechaper for their averos, ukshe mitamin. But when they become tamei again in the middle of the nazirus, v'rabbanah they nimei nazirus, and therefore they now have a whole long road ahead of them to restart the nazirus and fill up all those days. So then mischartin behen, then they have charata about being mekabel the nazirus. V'nimtzu mevin chulun azara. Since they have charata on being mekabel the nazirus, their karbanos are like chulun azara because they're not really bringing it with full ratzon alev, and that's why Shimon HaTzadik wouldn't want to eat the Nazir Tami's Karban. Ihach, Yafil Nazir Tara Nami. Well, if that's the case, even the Nazir Tara also, maybe during his Nazirus, he's like, what did I get myself into? And if that's the case, it's Ki'ilu, he's bringing Chul Nazara. So Nazir Tara lo, Damudei Amenavshei, Diachalindar. No, Nazir Tara assessed what he can handle, and he was right, and he was able to handle it. But the Nazir Tame assessed what he could handle, he assumed it was 30 days, but now on day 28, he became Tame, he's got 58 days now. More is it because he's got the week in between. So he's got a long, long time. That was not part of his assessment. Over there, there's a chashash of charata. Okay, but we'll pick up with the Vayisema. Last two words on the page tomorrow.
Yeah, I should get back also.